Good morning. This is Samantha Watson here in Bethel at the KYUK station. Joining me for coffee this morning is Mark Leary from Bethel Search and Rescue, here to talk about the first aerial survey of the river this season. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for being here.
Beautiful day on the river, but not yet.
But not yet.
Not yet.
Well, I'm excited to get into a little bit about what you saw. So you went out yesterday, and that's kind of, is the 18th, that happens every year, doesn't it? That's kind of the first, the annual day of the first survey, right?
Yeah. Some years back, we decided, just because it was a day we had flown, November 18th, well, let's start flying the same day every year for the first survey, so we can look from year to year and see where we're at. And, you know, this flight is a cooperative effort between Bethel Search and Rescue and the Kuskokwim Ice Road crew. And the purpose is to inform the general public about current conditions and especially areas of concern, dangerous areas. And second purpose is to start planning for the annual ice road, which way we're going to have to go, what conditions are like. Every year is a little different. And overall, this year, I guess I'd have to say that we're behind schedule.
Okay, yeah.
We've gotten used to later freeze-ups. And some years have been looking back at November 18th picture. Some years have been worse than this, much worse. And then, of course, some years have been better. Last year at this time, we were better off. The freeze-up conditions were better off. Further along, that is, a little more safer. Still not quite safe, but this year, you know, we started off on a wrong foot. We barely had any time to recover after that typhoon storm. The land was still very wet and saturated all over, especially the low-lying areas. And then it starts snowing. So that's the worst thing, to get snow before the land has and water has a chance to freeze. And it really slowed things down, and there was water all over in the tundra, in the grass, in low-lying areas under the snow. So I've been kind of glad that it's melting these past few days, you know, knocking the snow cover down. Although, you know, it snowed a little during the night, but it looks like it's melting already. It'll help, hopefully help it freeze better when it gets cold. It's got to get cold one of these days, right?
Right. I know. It's funny that you say that, because I feel like it's felt like we've had a cold spell. And then, yeah, right, like as you're saying, like it's just been, we've kind of snapped back to this warm, and we've had some snow. So it's been kind of like deceivingly felt like winter has come earlier. But like as you're saying, that snow, it does not help with the freeze up. I was wondering if you could maybe kind of take us a little bit on a tour of what you saw yesterday, if you could kind of highlight any standout areas. And yeah, when you're saying that things are behind schedule, is that for the total, you know, spans of the river or certain areas? Or yeah, could you kind of walk us through a little bit what you saw yesterday?
Sure. And there's always a lot to talk about when it comes to the river, especially after not seeing it for a few weeks. You know, we all been, you know, pretty much stuck in our villages and stuck in Bethel. But it was really good to get out and look at everything. And you know, there's just so much to see and talk about. We won't have time here today. And also our flight yesterday was cut short because of the weather. Our plan was to go as far upstream as Crooked Creek, which is the end of the ice road each year, but we had to turn around above Tulsac. But that's okay, because there's still lots and lots to talk about. I gotta say that, you know, we always hold our breath during November. During November, anything can happen. And it seemed to have gotten more uncertain in recent years, you know. We've watched several times in the middle and upper Kuskokwim the river freeze up in November and get as much as a foot thick, and then extended warm weather and rain, it's broken up. So we're always holding our breath in November. If we make it to December without the river breaking up, we should be okay. But you never know. Lately, we're seeing more and more things that we haven't seen before, like the big storm, you know. Mm-hmm. So anyway, our normal route is we leave Bethel and we fly west following the Tundra Trail, Atmosphere Trail, looking at conditions along that trail and how much traffic it's seen. There has been some traffic on it, and conditions look pretty good. Things look like they were, you know, frozen up pretty good. That little stretch of cold weather last week helped firm things up some. You know, of course, there's still all those little Blackfish creeks that are open, and you have to be careful. And around beaver houses, beaver dams are open. But generally, going back Tundra, when we flew to Atmosluk, Nunup, and Gasigluk, things look pretty good. You know, a lot of areas though that are just recently frozen over. You know, so can't be just running around all over yet. People are still staying pretty close to home. Mm-hmm. That was one thing I noticed throughout the flight, is that there were less nets set and less manaking going on than there usually is this time of the year. And that's just, you know, reflective of the conditions we've had. And flying down the Johnson River, things looked okay, you know. Everything was frozen up. No open water was observed. And, you know, we always have to, you know, say a disclaimer. We can't see everything. But there's five sets of eyes, not including the pilot, looking for things. So, I think we covered it pretty good. We didn't observe any open water in the Johnson River. Although, as you get closer to the Kuskokwim, the tidal influence was really obvious. Deep overflow from the southerly winds we're having. And then when we got to the Kuskokwim, we turn downriver and we go look for the lower end of the Kuskokwim River ice. We've been keeping track of that for several years. At one year, the edge of the Kuskokwim River ice was right there at the Johnson River. This year, we found the end of the ice 10 miles below the mouth of the Johnson River, which is about 5 miles further down than this time last year. So that was a little bit encouraging. In that respect, freeze-up is a little further along. There's more ice further downstream than there was last year at this time. And then we come back up and we follow the river. The stretch from Johnson River to Napakiak is better off this year than last year. No open water observed in that long stretch. And then going upstream from Napakiak, between Napakiak and Napaskiak, no travel on the river recommended yet. In fact, just about that could be said for just about the whole Kuskokwim that we observed yesterday. No travel on the river yet.
And that includes that's you know, snow machine.
It people are starting to venture out and set nets and manok, and those are the people that are observing the ice. You know, they're watching it grow from day to day to day. And we're, you know, everybody talks. And we share information. And as we observe it getting thicker and thicker, then people start venturing further and further away from their villages. And that's how the trails get established. Right now, you know, all travel should be only by the overland trails, also called back trails. But even those, I've seen traffic from Akichuk in Bethel, and they said there's some areas that you have to be careful, especially out there north of Hinger Lake, that aren't frozen good yet. But let me finish. Between Napakiak and Nabuskiak, there's an area between Timilexis Island and Clark Slough. Several large open waters in there. No, nobody should be going that way. And then the crossing from Nabuskiak to Oscarville looks okay. I mean, to go straight across the river looked okay. But right above, there's two large open waters there. They're below the Nabuskiak shortcut. The shortcut slough that goes to Nabuskiak, they're below there. There's at least two large open waters, and I hope Nabuskiak is listening. They're really good about getting out there and marking them, I know. You know, if you recall, about this time last year, we had a tragedy down there. As people start to move around, we got to make sure we get out there and mark the open water. And then coming up from Nabuskiak towards Bethel, right on the other side of the Bethel Island in the old airport channel, there's a large open water, a couple of them. You can't see them from Bethel. They're just around the tip of the island, the upper end of the island. Large open water on that side, old airport channel. And then straight slough, dangerous, deadly. Same thing we see pretty nearly every year. Open water in the lower end, open water in the middle, open water in the upper end. It's interesting to note, too, that church slough is mostly open. Lots of open water in Church Slough, from the lower end to the upper end. We took a look at it when we were circling to look at Straight Slough, and I looked at Church Slough. I said, oh, man, big open water in the lower end. So we took a better look at Church Slough. Yeah, lots of open water. Then going up the main river from Straight Slough to Greek, several small open waters, but at the Bethel Bluffs, there's a giant open water, big one. And then the really important to note is right when you come out of the mouth of the Greek River, right below the mouth of the Greek River, there's a big open water right there. And that's usually the way the trail goes to Akichuk. Not now. Not now, you have to stay on land until you get further up in the Greek River. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Kweisluk, all the way up to Kweisluk was pretty good. But the Kweisluk River, open water right in the mouth of the Kweisluk River. And then open water at the lower end of the village. And open water at the upper end of the village. And then Kuskokwak Slough was surprisingly pretty good, but you could tell it just froze. It just froze during that last cold weather a couple of days ago. There's a couple of big open holes in there up around the bend from Kweisluk, and then it's pretty well frozen up past Wasley Vans, but thin, very thin. And what was surprising, I exclaimed out loud, look, the upper end of Kuskokwak is frozen this year. And that that upper end is notorious for being open pretty near every year.
Wow.
Yeah, this year, that's why we do this. Every year is different and we're always learning.
Right. And I'm curious, like, I know you kind of mentioned some things were kind of farther behind than last year and some things are ahead. And just to go back to what you mentioned in the beginning, do you, like, overall, how would you say this year is comparing to last year? Are you saying it's kind of, despite being frozen over in some places, it's still kind of overall a little bit of a slower freeze up than last year?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say we're a little bit behind last year. I was looking back, you know, we were out on the ice all over here at Bethel this year. Last year at this time, we were out monocking and there were more nets and behind. And here's a real prime example. We continue on up the river at Akiak. I don't know if you recall, but Akiak was a major problem last year. They had wide open from north bank to south bank, starting right above the village. On the village side, it was open water, and then it stretched diagonally downstream past way below the village and went to the south bank. Okay? It's just like that this year, but worse. Mm. Just like that, but also the shortcut slough below the village, the way everybody goes now, it's become pretty much the main channel. Even barges go through that slough. That slough is wide open. So need a lot of cold weather to fix up that Akiak area.
Right. And I know we just have a minute left, so I just wanted to ask you kind of a rapid fire. You know, looking ahead, I know last winter was, like, I think the sixth warmest on record. Are you anticipating this winter? Are you anticipating things to kind of look similar to last year? I know it's all just about seeing and finding out, but, you know, over at Beats, are you kind of expecting freeze-up to be overall a little bit more solid this year, or we're kind of too early to tell?
Yeah, we don't try to say what's going to happen. Nobody knows. We just observe and report. We have no idea. You know, next week it could be 30 below. That'd be nice. I mean, it wouldn't feel good, but it'd be good for the river.
Right.
I can tell you from past experience, the warmest winter on record for the state of Alaska and for our region was 2017-18, that winter. We still had an ice road all the way to Crooked Creek during the warmest winter on record. So, you know, it'll work out one way or the other. It'll work out. But our job right now is to watch and to get out there and start marking. As people start moving around and establishing trails, we got to make sure all the open water is marked. Because it looks like, you know, we're going to have to live with some open water. We always do this time of the year. And some, you know, in recent years, there's some open waters that don't go away all winter.
Right. Mark, I'm so sorry to cut you off. I think we're out of time. But thank you so much for joining me here on Coffee this morning. And again, this is more, I know we'll have more conversations to come as these keep continuing.
Okay, have a good day.
You
good
as
morning.
Well. Thank you so much.